When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Super Bowl Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pulp stream, go to the Animal World website. Well, actually, it's a faster if you just go directly to the 1150 KKNW website and click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, find Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Great stories, videos, photos, and stuff that I post. We don't have any alerts, recalls and stuff this week, which is good. But some really good kitty videos, some really snuggly kitties and some funny kitties and a singing hound and a line dancing dog. So it's all good stuff this time around. And golly, it is the second Sunday of the month, so that means it's our healing show. And if all is in order, then that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, and Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioners and bio and neuroenergetic balancers. So I guess technically, just so I make sure that my mind is working, it is best neuroenergetic balancing. Rasmussen, yes. Reset. Energy Code Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. There, that sounds more normal. And they are, in fact, here. We are all zoomed in together with the weather going on around here. And there, and there today, of course, would be Idaho, where Dr. Nels is at. It's sort of like winter, and I think that I was the only lucky one that looked out their window this morning and realized they'd been buried in snow again. I was really shocked because I watched the weather last night. Friday night was the first night that I did not get buried. I've had snow every day for, about the last, 8-10 days. I know it started just before last week's show and it's been going on, and I would get like 2-3 inches at night, and it started to melt during the day, and then I get another 2-3 inches, and then by midweek I was getting 5-6 inches and 5-6 inches, and then Friday night it didn't snow. So I thought, okay. And then they said the snow's really going away, it's just going to get really cold, and I thought, oh well, okay, I'll be able to start cleaning up the dog yard and doing my Sunday poop scooping chores, because that didn't happen last Sunday, as you all know. I told you, because I was buried with snow. And unfortunately, I got buried again. So I guess that means, all right, I'll have a bigger mess in another week or so, because I guess it's getting cold. But I think the snow's going away. And I thought that, gosh, we have a contest today. Except that there's no point because I don't win. I think I get second. But if we had a contest, who's got the most snow? There is no contest. Dr. Nels wins. He sent pictures. You are absolutely buried. So anyway, Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here keeping us on the air and everything working well. And in case things don't work, he has new toys in the studio. He's got new cameras, so he's set us up, and we have new things to look at, and he's playing with new toys. So if he messes up, he got distracted. We'll just blame it on the new toys. But anyway, Nathan is here. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Good morning, Dr. Nels. Linda Rasmussen's here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And I also want to say, I know where that snow is going because apparently I'm taking it with me to Kentucky, which I'm going to this week to celebrate my niece's birthdays. And the entire time I'm there, it's going to be snowing. And the entire the times I'm not there, it's not snowing. So I'm bringing snow with me, apparently.
Well, that's good. Take it away from my house, please, because I need to clean up the yard. and my driveway has been, you know, like half a foot of snow for a week. And I now have my four-wheel drive Subaru, and the problem is getting out of my driveway, but I have a car now that can navigate that. So getting out of here is not an issue for me. Although, you know, nothing does well on ice, and so it has been icing up at night. But geez, Dr. Nels, you sent some pictures to us yesterday, and I think it looked like you are like, man, can you even get out of your house now? Tell us what's going on. Are you out in the middle of nowhere in Idaho? Are you really as buried as those pictures looked? How much snow you got?
Yeah, actually, it's considerably more now. We've got probably 16 inches of snow. It's been just like for you. It's been snowing here pretty consistently for days now.
Okay.
And we just had another 2.5 inches last night. So probably at least 16 inches, depends on where you go on the property. If it's in the shade, it's probably, you know, 18 or 20 inches, but where the sun has managed to hit it between the snow showers. It's
okay.
Compressed.
You got about 10 more inches than me, because I'm holding around 6 inches. You're holding at least 16 plus. So you've got to speak. So, now you mentioned that you were watching some ducks this morning. So your pond, continues to flow and do well.
Yes.
Weather.
Yeah. Our pond is spring fed, and this time of year, because it's wetter than usual, although it gets less when it gets really cold like this, it still flows because it comes right out of the ground. Probably 80 yards from my house and maybe less, I'm not sure, and it flows through a little stream or a little canal into the pond. So there's this moving water, and it's come out of the ground. So it's actually fairly warm compared to surface water.
What is the temperature running over there?
Well, last night, when I got up this morning, it was 28. So it wasn't all that cold. But
okay,
in the next
here.
Couple days, overnight, the temperatures will be plummeting. And the forecast for Wednesday morning early is 1 degree.
Oh, so yikes!
It's going to be
cold.
Oh,
my. Oh.
But the,
and
the
I'm assuming that's
and you're
kind of,
saying that
that's
in Fahrenheit,
of,
right?
Yeah, that's Fahrenheit. The ducks will move up into the stream more because the major part of the pond will be iced over, but there'll be the flowing part of the stream will still have some spots. The ducks leave once in a while and they're gone for a few hours and they come back and they're like, oh boy, we're at the place where you can actually bathe, because most other places around here, the ponds don't flow. They just fill up from the water table. And so they freeze over hard.
Well, so I'm wondering, there have been times in my life, like when I was at my farm, I mean, it got buried in snow and stuff. I didn't get to hunker down, stay in, because, you know, I had horses and all of that, and chores continue, and animals have to eat, whether it's snowing or not. Now I'm in a position of I don't have horses and that kind of property to take care of, but I do have hummingbirds and all of that, but their feeders are right close to the house, so I can kind of hunker down. Well, what about you, Dr. Nels? You and your wife's name is Martha, of course, so you guys don't get confused, but what do you and Martha do when you're buried in snow like this? I mean, can you just hunker in and stay down with your animal friends, or do you have to do stuff? I mean, and can you get around, or what's it like?
Yeah, well, first of all, I've got a little tractor, and I shepherd the snow all over the place and push it here and push it there. So I have a pretty clear driveway, and I even go down and sometimes do along the apron of the of the road at the neighbor's because the snowplow pushes up so much snow in the way, you know.
Oh, that was the biggest problem for me at the farm, you know, when the snowplow comes, you know, when you live in the land of no sidewalks and the snowplow comes up the road, it's plowing a whole bunch of snow in the blade. But when it gets to a driveway, the snow pushes out and they end up leaving a big berm of snow at the end of your driveway. So that's what would block me in at the farm and here before I got the Subaru, is that, you know, you just couldn't get through the big berm of snow at the end of your driveway. So you're one of those nice neighbors that goes out and plows, huh?
Yeah. We call them the Tractor Club. And now that I have one, I'm a member. And
yay!
So I,
people on, you know, the Nextdoor and the Nextdoor app online, you know what you, that,
oh yeah.
Okay. So our Nextdoor app, that's one of the things, one of the most popular posts of this week was someone talking about this wonderful man and his son that have this big tractor and they just showed up and came out and plowed all the roads and everybody's driveway and took care of the whole neighborhood. And so everybody's really happy that we have such wonderful helping people around that will come out and do that. So I guess you're part of that Tractor Club, huh?
Yeah. By now I get out. And once I've got mine done, if I am not frozen solid, then I go down the road a little bit and do a couple more things. And there's a historical school just down the street from my house. Uh-huh. And it's also where they the people who live up the hill from me on the part of the road that's not paved, they bring their kids down to catch the bus there because the bus isn't going up there. so I clean out that parking area for the old school so that the people can still pull their rigs in there and then the kids can catch the bus and they don't have to be trying to negotiate, you know, a foot and a half of snow.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. So I guess so. Dr. Nels wins the snow contest. He also wins the low temperature contest. So then I get second, I think, because I think I got the most snow of all of us. And I'm looking at, like, Nathan, you're down in the south end. Mm-hmm. And Linda, you're in not as far south as Nathan. But so Linda and Nathan, do you guys have any snow on the ground? Did you get any snow last night?
For me personally, nothing more than an inch. So I never got above. But here at the studio, yesterday was kind of interesting. I was driving into work, and I was on, you know, taking 405 and then getting on an I-90 for a little bit. Everywhere was no snow at all. Well, the second I got off of I-90 and started coming down, like, that Eastgate Road, it was like there was 4 inches of snow on the ground. It's like I went through a portal to Narnia or something like that. It just suddenly changed, and I was in a bunch of snow.
Well, that's what they've been saying on the weather, all is that it's kind of hit and miss of where you get snow or not. I have to say that more often than not, I am the convergence zone. and that's been pretty much on and off since I've lived out here and starting out in the 1990s. But I am in the convergence zone. So, you know, I've had snow all along and all of that hasn't been a question. But obviously. So now, Linda, are you in a snowdrop area? Are you white or are you one of the areas that didn't get much? So what's going on around you?
Lovely and green outside my place. I think my particular area of South Seattle, which is in kind of the southeast area, the only snow we saw was overnight Tuesday to Wednesday. That was the only snow that stuck. And of course, Wednesday morning, quite early, I had an appointment that I needed to get to on Capitol Hill. And so I was so happy there was a light rail. I just put my boots on, walked down to the light rail. It's about a half a mile from my house, and then light railed to Capitol Hill. So I, you know, no worries about traffic, and immediately caught a bus up the hill to where I had my appointment. And it was just smooth. I just felt so lucky to have alternates because, of course, driving a car under any circumstances when things are kind of slidey or questionable, I don't do that. And too many people who shouldn't do it seem to want to do it. So I just love being on the light rail where it's just
Well, that, that brings up a whole nother subject, because obviously, we, you know, we've been building light rail in our area for quite some time. And I know in all that I drive around, you know, being dog trainer and behavior therapist, driving around, seeing people drive around a lot. So I've seen them and I've seen them moving, but I haven't actually, you know, been close or ridden one. Been thinking, talking to a friend of mine, that, gee, we ought to go ride a light rail just to figure out how to do it and say we did. But so you're one of the few people I know. So you can just walk to a light rail place. Yep. What do you think? Is it a neat deal?
Oh, it's fantastic. And I tell you, when you have road conditions like snow, I was down at SeaTac a number of years ago when I still worked out in the community for someone else. And it snowed a bunch during the day, and a lot of people had to leave their cars and, or, you know, stay at the office overnight. And I just walked to the airport, which was close to where my office was, and there's a light rail station there. Uh-huh. Got on the light rail, took me just right to the bottom of the hill that I walk up to get to my house. So,
wow.
And I was watching light rails zooming by. You could see cars just sitting there on the freeway because the light rail, you know, it doesn't need to worry about that stuff.
So. Has its own lanes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. Okay. Well, so if I want to learn about light rail, I can call you.
Yeah, absolutely. Or just get on, have an adventure. I mean, you can go almost from where Nathan lives up to Linwood on the light rail. It takes a little over an hour if you just stay on the light rail the whole way. And,
I have a major road trip to get to that area first. I mean, there's no light rail out where I am. So it's like, okay, major trip. I mean, I probably have to drive, you know, a good hour. And,
well, yeah. What you would want to do is go to the Everett and take the Sounder train down to King Street Station or something like that. And then you can get onto the light rail.
Yeah, well, see, all of that stuff just confuses me. I mean, I'm one that, you know, I never liked riding buses my whole life and when I was a kid and all of that. And, you know, in growing up in Laurelhurst, I mean, we walked to school for grade school. And then in junior high and high school, we carpooled and didn't do buses. So, and every once in a while, we had to take a bus home, I think, from high school. And I always got confused. Sometimes we got lost. And then we learned that instead of taking the bus and coming home, we could go to the university district and get off and have French fries after school and stuff and get in trouble when we got home. So anyway, I'm not a big bus person, so I never really got comfortable using buses and doing all that stuff. So I have to say the idea of the light rail and all of that is a little intimidating, you know, for me, because I just don't have any familiarity with that kind of stuff. But
and now they're expanding it to the east side, too, into Bellevue.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting a little closer, coming my direction. Any plans to come out a Highway 2 area and stuff? Or are they just going north and south?
Huh? If Seattle keeps growing.
Well, we'll see. You never know. Maybe I can drive into Everett and take the light rail to go visit Linda or something.
You bet.
Let's ride the light rail around. Does
that's
anybody
right.
do
we'll
that?
Be hobos.
Yeah, because
it's really great for going into the city.
Yes.
All right. Well, that sounds great. All righty then. So, Nathan, speaking of, Dr. Nels is buried and his temperature's going down. You guys are both clear down there, but I got lots more snow last night, and it's colder than it has been, because I think normally I would see dripping. And nothing's dripping. It's still freezing up here. And
any icicles forming?
No, because it hasn't stayed that cold enough, I think. And then there's no dripping going on to start any icicles right now. So, what are we looking at for at least our area here, Nathan, and weather coming up? Staying cold? We got more snow going, or what happens this week?
Just kind of normal winter type days. Nothing really crazy going on out there. It's just going to be sort of mostly sunny skies. Going to get a few clouds in there, maybe a little bit more than others on some days. But temperatures are just going to be in the low 40s to upper 30s. So not really getting into freezing unless it's overnight, when we are going to see some pretty cold temperatures for the greater Seattle area. At least will be lows of around 25. So definitely cold enough to start freezing some things up, so be careful of black ice overnight, but there's not going to be any new snow accumulation that I can see.
Hey, all right, that sounds good. All right, I am looking at the clock, and of course we've chatted our way up to the time we need to be taking care of advertisers, and of course we haven't even officially started the show. Now, we didn't hear from Stacy, Stacy Call Screener. I have to tell you guys, she says, our island girl is not a happy camper in this cold weather and snow. So she's finding it a little challenging. And we expect her to join us at some point today. Either she's going to Zoom in with us when she can or give a call, because her Frenchies, I think probably especially the Bagman, need tune-ups with Dr. Nils. So at some point, Stacy will surprise us and tune in. Otherwise, you've got me and Nathan, and he's on the phones, and Dr. Nils is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. It is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, energy codes Sunday here on Animal World, and it is your day to call in and get free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. We're going to take care of our advertisers so we stay on schedule. Then we'll come back and I'll officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, as I always do. And then we got a few things to chat about. So got some alerts going on. And of course, we got the Super Bowl to talk about. But you know, the Super Bowl isn't what we care about most here. There's a puppy bowl today, and there are two kitten bowls actually going on as we speak. So anyway, we'll talk about all the bowl activity and so forth before we get to the phones. And at some point today, we'll get to current events, and we've got to share Dr. Nell's newsletter for the month, because even though he's buried in snow and it's really cold over there, the newsletter came out last Sunday as usual, and as always, it's a great newsletter, so we'll talk about that. And then hopefully y'all aren't off doing Super Bowl stuff yet, because that doesn't start till much later today.
3:30 so p.m.
Yep, 3:30 our time, right? And anyway, so plenty of time to do Animal World before you get into Super Bowl stuff. And we will take phone calls throughout the show. So in case you want to write numbers down and be ready to call when we're ready to open the lines, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. If you want to shoot us an email, it's animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So we're going to take care of advertisers for the first time in the hour. We'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And then we be talking until you call. So that's kind of what's going on today. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Yo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this super full Sunday edition of Animal World. And gosh, the first thing that strikes me, because we're zooming in today with the weather going on, and Nathan's got a picture of what's going on down in Factoria, and my gosh, sunshine, blue sky, some light puffy clouds. It looks really lovely, and. Usually, you know, it's sort of similar going what's going on down there is what's going on at my place. I look out my window. It looks like I'm on a different planet. It's white. It's snow. All the trees are covered. I've got inches and inches of snow. And the other weird thing is it's completely fogged in out here. It's not only it snowed, it's totally fogged. Oh, well, go figure. Anyway, it looks like we're hundreds of miles apart. But okay, so we heard from our wonderful sound healer premier. That would be Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home now in Shoreline. Great, easy access, great parking. What a gift to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and all of that. And boy, I sure appreciate her. I know Linda enjoys working with her as well. She is available to work with you either in person in the Whispering Dragon Center, which is the best way to go. Or, of course, she can work with you remotely as well. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, you know, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. Now, you can find Linda at her website, which is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And then, Linda, when if our listeners want to work with you off the air, they can work with you in person because you do actually have an official office.
Yes, right? That's true.
And the Interspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery.
Yes.
And but you also work remotely.
Mm-hmm. Or, that's probably the bulk of my work now is Zoom or phone work. Yes.
Okay. So either way, in person or remotely, on the phone or Zoom, and you continue to offer a free introductory session to anyone we send you.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you guys a phone number here in a moment. So get ready to write it down. That free session can be done in person or remotely. All you have to do is call or text Linda at the number I'm going to give you, and she can get you set up. And the wonderful thing is if you want to stick your toe in the water and see what it's like, you can give us a call today. And when you do call in, the normal procedure is Dr. Nils will tune in to the animal friends and get and treat them, and Linda will take care of the human animals. So you can find out what it's like. And then the really cool thing is you can still have a free session with her off the air, because working with her on the air, she says, doesn't count. So how cool is that? So if you would like a free session with Linda off the air, the number to call or text her at is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty, then. I think we are all caught up for the moment. So now we can officially start the show. And if you haven't been here when I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and then another one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that I share with you. And we do together because of their life-altering properties. And you can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. This is your choice. Not like dancing when we get to the top of the hours. Dancing's required. But you can opt out of the prayers and affirmations. What's wrong with that? I'm not sure. Anyway, here we go. I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty then, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now, we've got a pile of affirmations all contributed by some member of our animal world family, again, for their life-altering properties. First one was a spiritual assignment to me through Ananda. It said, do this affirmation 3 times a day for a week. See what happens. Changed my life. I share it with you now. It is very powerful. Here we go. 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Whew. All right. Now, second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out that you call in and she works on one of you human animals. She usually concludes by giving you an affirmation that you use to keep the energy going. And that's where this one came from. And so many of you started using it. It was changing your lives so much. You started telling me and I started it. Changed my life as well. So I continue to do it and we share it with you. Here we go. And when we say abundance, imagine the kind of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this point. Here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next affirmation actually comes from my Ananda Institute of from the Italian division, actually. And I love this affirmation. I do it for myself and my animals to give us in the right frame of mind, especially when you're going out in the world. Here we go 3 times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All righty. Here, our next one actually comes from our next week's guest, Natasha Venter, our communicator, psychic gal. And this is the one that I use for me and my animal friends to keep us in harmony with all the crazy energy we got going on these days. Here we go 3 times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then we conclude the longer affirmations here with the Ananda Institute's Warrior of Light affirmation. This one becoming more and more important all the time. And so three times, and let's spread the light all over this country and the world. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty then, to conclude the whole process here, it's Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So to see all of this, the day and the week, cross your hands over your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Now, once again, I always feel like we're kind of done. we do our prayers and affirmations. All righty then. Let's get to the important stuff. What's happening today? Now, if you're into puppies and kittens, the puppy bowls and kitten bowls are all scheduled to happen before the human animal Super Bowl. So just so you know, found the Puppy Bowl 2025, that's a Discovery and Animal Planet thing. So you can view either channel, Animal Planet or Discovery. And if I figured out all of the searching around I did to try to figure out where and when and times you could find these things, I think they start at 11 a.m. our time today, but I'm not positive about that. You can take a look. Now, as far as the Kitten Bowl goes, there are two. There's the one, there's Kitten Bowl 8, which is the Hallmark Channel. And I think that's starts about 2 today. And then there's the third annual Kitten Bowl on a different place, but I'm not quite sure when, and that was to start around 9 a.m. So if you start looking around, there are Kitten Bowls going on now. There will be Puppy Bowls coming up, but they do those all ahead of the 3:30 start time for the human Super Bowl. Does that make sense to everybody? All right. Okay. Now, for the human Super Bowl, we got to find out, Nathan, Dr. Nils, Linda, do we care about the Super Bowl today? Does anybody? Okay.
Not
Linda's
too
shaking
much.
Her head.
I mean, I'm into sports and stuff like that, but I mean, it's just like, well, who do I hope beats the Chiefs this year? So I'm rooting for the Lions.
Oh, well, good.
Well,
we can have
good
a rivalry.
Good luck, because the Lions aren't playing.
I'm actually decided.
Oh. It's the Eagles.
Eagles.
Philadelphia yeah. Eagles.
See, that's
yeah.
how much
Kansas.
I'm paying attention to what's going on.
Oh, well, hey, let's have a moment here. Martha knows more than Nathan about the Super Bowl today.
About football.
At least I know who's playing. So Dr. Nils, I think you're the only football guy in the house. Yeah, do you care about today?
Care might be a strong word, but I'm going to watch it because you have two really, really good teams playing. And so just for that reason, I'm going to watch it. And I was thinking I would root for the underdog, the Eagles. But, you know, I think the Kansas City Chiefs have demonstrated that they have earned what they've got over the years through amazing play for a long time and a testament to their brilliant coach. So I've decided I am actually going to root for the Chiefs and hope that they get their third Super Bowl in a row, because that would be an amazing thing. It's never been done before.
All right. Okay. So here's where I sit now. I'm a Seahawk. So I've never liked Kansas City. If you're a Seahawk, you don't like Kansas. That's just the way it goes, okay? And then there's Philadelphia and the Eagles. And when I look at the teams and their energy, I don't know much about the Eagles, but their energy feels really good. You know, they have kind of a good energetic feel about the team and all of that. But if I look at the teams together and the energy I see, I'm first of all getting that it's close, you know, because they are, like Nels said, two really good teams. And didn't they, Dr. Nels, do this 2 years ago? And
I don't know.
Yeah, 2 years ago they were in the Super Bowl together. The Kansas City beat, you know, last minute field goal. But looking energetically, the Chiefs' energy looks way stronger to me right now. And even though I've never liked Kansas City, I'm a Seahawk. Well, Seahawks aren't playing. And there's something overriding it all for me this time. And that's kind of this love affair going on with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
And that's why there's so much attention focused on them.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, to me, it feels to me, I've become a Swiftie over this whole thing. I wasn't before, and I don't know her music that well, but I am just so impressed with the quality of human being that she is and all of that. Anyway, so I've been pulled into that. And I think their love story is kind of classic, almost like Romeo and Juliet type stuff. And anyway, I just think it's wonderful. And I'm thinking that, you know, if energy lines up the way it normally does, she has been so powerful, and, you know, these big tours and set all these records. Well, doesn't it just kind of make sense that the boyfriend, that Travis, ought to be with the Kansas City with them winning? If they win the Super Bowl, they will be the first team in history to ever win three Super Bowls in a row. And that's like historic. That's really huge. So I'm thinking energetically, how can that not happen? Because Travis and Taylor need to be balanced, don't you think? So
sounds good to me. Yeah,
that's my long explanation of why I'm going to be with Nels today, and I'm rooting for Kansas City. I can't believe I'm saying that, but that's the way it's going to be. Anyway, so there we go. All right, we got the Puppy Bowls and the Super Bowl and all of that stuff. Out of here, we talked about the weather, and just got one alert for y'all. We do need to be paying attention. We talked about it last week with Merritt and Beth Clifton, animals24-7.org. But we are on the verge and actually experiencing a pretty big problem right now with the bird flu. And this has been kind of a big last week or so, 2 weeks for the bird flu. Merritt and Beth were able to share with us last week about the shifting in the virus and its moving species. And, you know, it's happening in cows, it's happening in cats. It's now humans are contracting it from animals. And the next step, of course, is the human to human transference. And then we're looking at pandemic stuff happening again. And according to Merritt and all of the research that he's done, what he said last week is that with all that he knows, it's not a matter of if. It's only a matter of when. Now, the big and if you were here last week, and if you don't know, they are advising at this point that if you live with birds that are outdoors, so they're exposed, like you have chickens or ducks or geese, you need to be being careful. Merritt and Beth do have chickens in their yard, and Beth is the one that takes care of them. She's wearing gloves, and she is taking precautions to protect herself because the bird flu can come in, you know, if they're exposed outside, and they can have it for a while before you would know and that sort of thing. People are saying be very careful eating eggs these days, whether you think they're safe or not, and that you should thoroughly cook them, no runny yolks and that sort of thing. And the big reason I'm emphasizing this week is because the CDC, you know, the agency communicable diseases and so forth, would normally be on top of this and would be letting us know what's happening with the virus and how we need to, what we need to be doing and all that sort of stuff. Well, unfortunately, they have a big old pair of Trump socks stuffed in their mouth right now, and he has shut down and they are not allowing the CDC to communicate with us. So we don't know. So it really is up to us to be aware, protect ourselves. But Merritt says, pandemic type situation with the bird flu, only a matter of when, not if. So take precautions. And also be careful of, you know, find dead birds and that sort of thing. And sometimes you need to report them. But just be aware that there's stuff going on and we won't be advised as we normally are. And okay, so that is said, and we better take care of advertisers. And golly, if y'all out there and you're just waiting to get in to get a treatment for yourselves with Linda, for your animal friends with Dr. Nels, for all of you in the family, we are here and we are ready, and we'd love to hear from you. So local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. We are going to take care of advertisers. We'll come back. We've got phone calls. We'll head to the phones. Otherwise, we may be blessed with a few minutes that Dr. Nels and Linda can kind of tell us a little bit about bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing. What's it all about? And that sort of thing. However, I see Nathan picking up the phone, so probably we're going to the phones. But anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it.
I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're winding down our first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Nupro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets on their website at nuprosupplements.com. And if you can't find them in the stores, they're all available on Amazon. And of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. I come to your home and solve your problems quickly with your dogs. And I'm usually only have to see you once. I always do a free telephone evaluation. And so if you or anyone you know has problems with their dogs, give them my phone number. It's been snowing, and so I don't have anything to do. And I can get out of here, so I would love to work with you and your animal friends or somebody you know that's got problems. I've been having a run on puppies. When I have been working, it's been lots and lots of puppies, lots of doodles, doodle, all kinds of doodles, big doodles, little doodles, mini doodles, all kinds of doodles, Samoyeds thrown in there, which is unusual, and you know, a mixed breed here or there, but a lot of doodle puppies out there these days. Anyway, I talk to you for free, so give me a call, 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, it is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here to work with our animal friends. Linda Rasmussen is here to work with us human animals. And we got someone waiting on the line. So we are going to head to the phones. And it looks like we're going to stay in Seattle here. And Sean, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, Martha. Hi, Dr. Nels and Linda.
Hey, Sean, what can we do you for?
I've got a dog named Thea that Dr. Nels has worked on previously, and she's having a hard time getting up. And she was playing with her brother, Walter, and Walter's bigger, and he jumped on her, and then now, you know, something with her rear quarters not working.
Oh, dear. Now, what kind of dog is Thea?
A Pyrenees, Great Pyrenees.
Oh, Great Pyrenees. So large dog.
Yeah, large.
And how old?
3 years old.
Okay. Now, Dr. Nels, Sean mentioned you of working. Are you tuned in to Thea?
Yeah, Thea. Yes, I can. I've worked with Thea before, so this is pretty easy to tune in here.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
But you said, and then there's another dog, Walter, that apparently complicated the situation by jumping on Thea?
Yeah, he's the brother of Thea.
Gotcha.
And he weighs 130, and Thea weighs about 80, I think.
Well, Pierre's big dog. Well, 130 pounds coming down. You know, that's pretty big guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Love to play.
Okay, so Dr. Nels, you're tuned in, and you're working on Thea, huh?
Yes,
and obviously, there's stuff to do.
Oh, there is, and it feels like it might take me a few minutes.
Well, that's, but you know, that actually is good news. You know, when on a show like this and when working with Dr. Nels, when he tunes in to your, if you're calling us because you're, say, your animal friend has issues or problems of some kind, physical or behavioral or emotional, and Nels tunes in, the worst thing we could hear is, oh, gee, not much to do here. Things are pretty good.
Right.
We really want to hear, oh, there's a lot to do. This could take a while, which is exactly what he said, because that means there's something for him to do, which is likely it's going to improve the situation. So while Nels is working on Thea, Sean, would you like a session with Linda?
Sure, if she feels it's merited.
All right. Well, Linda, you may take over. You are in charge of Sean here, or
okay.
of the
Yeah,
the show
I'm not really in charge of you, Sean, but I'm happy to meet you.
I realized I couldn't pull that back out of my mouth. I know you correct me when I say that. So anyway, go ahead.
So, Sean, I'm just going to invite you to think this phrase, the sky is blue, and you're just relaxing and breathing normally.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have you shift that to think about the number one thing that you would most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve in your life. And I don't need to know what it is. You're just going to think about what is most important to you. What's the number one thing right now? And if there's more than one, just pick one.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Keep thinking about that. Notice how you feel as you're thinking about it.
Okay.
And then set that all aside for the moment and focus on tranquility. And if you can, if there's a picture that comes into your mind that seems to kind of be an image of tranquility, let that come in too as you're thinking tranquility.
Okay.
And then add to that the number three. So now you're thinking tranquility three.
Okay.
Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right.
Okay.
And then you're going to do some very slow inhaling and exhaling, just a really long, slow, gentle inhale. Take your time. And when you're all the way inhale, just gently reverse the flow and push that back out. A very long, slow exhale as you think, tranquility three.
Tranquility three.
Sean, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, roll your eyes up, looking to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking tranquility. Three. Tranquility.
Quilly.
Three. Tranquility. Three.
Perfect. Sean, breathe normally. And with your eyes open, I'm just going to ask you to tip your head forward and look down toward the earth.
Okay.
And then let your head come up to a nice, comfortable position, relaxing your neck and shoulders.
Okay.
And then bring that number one thing back into your thoughts.
Okay. Yep.
There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about that number one thing.
All right.
Okay. And then setting that aside again, focus on satisfied, the feeling of being satisfied.
Okay.
And then the number four, satisfied four. Your eyes are going to be closed, looking down. So just closing your eyes and rolling them downward, satisfied four. And then taking a deep breath into the abdomen and just hold your breath in as you think satisfied for. And when you need to get another breath, let that out. And when you're ready, just hold another breath in and keep repeating that as you think satisfied for. Closed eyes looking down.
Sean, you've got your eyes closed and behind those closed eyes, you're looking down. You're taking in a deep big breath, holding it as long as you comfortably can. Release it and replace that breath whenever you need to. Thinking, satisfied, four. Satisfied, four. Satisfied, four.
Big Sean, breathe normally.
Okay.
And as before, you're just going to tip your head forward, look toward the earth, and then let your head come up to a comfortable position and bring that number one thing back into your thoughts. Just focus on whatever that is.
Okay.
And that is complete. So whatever that interference was around that, you have released it. And I'm going to give you an affirmation, which is, I am satisfied. And you'll just use this phrase in your mind. You can either think it or say it out loud. And when you think or say it, Let yourself focus on how you feel in your body as you think, I am satisfied. That feeling of satisfied really actually being within you.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's it. You're All welcome. Right.
Well, it sounds like, well, you know, you had to do two rounds on that, Linda, which was kind of in line with what Dr. Nels said with Thea, that she needed some extra work. So, Dr. Nels, how did it go with Thea?
Yes, well, there was plenty to do. And let's see. Of course, there was some fight or flight involved, but that's kind of standard. If somebody hurts your back, you're going to go into fight or flight. So
yeah.
Anyway, I found a number of things to do, both in the neck and the back, that needed some rebalancing. And I guess what I would say, John, is that when you, you know, observe her for another couple of days, if things aren't just getting quickly better, then you might want to give me a call or send me a text, and we can talk about that. This, while this is great stuff, sometimes we need to put in the sensory input by having a guided session where I have you touch so that the sensory input great. Is going in as well.
Okay. All right, John. So see how it goes in the next day or so, but probably a good idea to be in touch with Dr. Nels off the air.
Great. Thank you, Martha. Oh,
you're very welcome. Bless you. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are up against the top of the hour, so we got to get ready to fire up the love train, and holy moly, do we need it now. And I'm just going to say that with all the overwhelming lawlessness and cruelty being unleashed around the country and the world right now with the starting up of Project 2025, this is really needed. So the best thing we can all do right now is just bury it all in a big old blanket of love. Love remains the strongest energy on the planet. And so let's send that love and light all over the country, all over the world. We get on the love train. It's coming up, and I'll energize up the love train as always to give us a little extra stuff today and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, and by the way, dancing's required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. Let's spread it all over the world. And here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll be right back.